Welcome to the Abracadam Podcast, and I'm your host, Danny Whitson. I want to say Happy New Year. We have made it, folks. We are survivors. Yes, 2021 is here. Now, we're not completely out of the woods yet, but if you look right over there, past that burning dumpster fire, on past that old abandoned couch, past the naked guy who keeps scratching, you should see a light. Not that light. Those are blue lights. Those are the cops. Look past that, and you should see a little glimmer of light. You see that? I call that hope. And that's what I have for 2021. And you should too. I hope nothing but great things to come for everyone. I know I'm hoping for a stimulus check. I hope you've gotten yours. Haven't got mine yet, but I am waiting. I'm waiting. I hope if you have gotten your stimulus check, I hope you spend it on something wisely. Definitely be smart with your money. If you're thinking about buying your hamster a new pair of socks, probably not the best way to spend your money. That's all I'm saying. I'm not playing around this year. No. Me and Internet, we have got our black-eyed peas and our cornbread upstairs. We are tapping into that New Year's superstition. Hell, we're even listening to the black-eyed peas this year. So we are not messing around. There's a lot of things we want to get done for 2021. Which makes me think of this episode's guest. We got the very talented Vanessa Clare. She is a tarot card reader and also dabbles in comedy. I noticed Vanessa on Facebook at the beginning of COVID back in March, and she was doing a lot of Facebook Live stuff, doing tarot card readings, and they were fun to watch. Now, this isn't mentioned in the interview. This was actually our conversation after the interview, but Vanessa had brought something up to my attention that I thought was very interesting that I want to share. It's called scripting. And she said, if you want something to happen, write it down like it's already happening. And she said, 2 days before I contacted her to do this podcast, she had actually written down that she was going to be on a podcast. I don't know. Weird. But heck, I say try it. If there's something you want to accomplish, get done this year, write it down like it's already happening. I'll tell you what, matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and... My check is in my account. All right, I got that. Let's see if that works. I'll tell you what, if you guys will sit back, relax, and please enjoy my conversation with the very talented Vanessa Clare.
How are you doing, Vanessa?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. I tell you what, if you don't mind, will you let all the listeners know, introduce yourself, let them know who you are?
Sure. I'm Vanessa Clare, mother of three, tarot reader extraordinaire. I live in Vermont and I read tarot in like a little like unique kind of way. I cooked for 20 years. And then from there, I went to school for hair, for cosmetology. Okay. And then like about a year ago, this all just kind of fell into my lap and I've been running with it since.
That's awesome because, you know, I noticed you on Facebook whenever, when COVID all started back around March, somewhere around there. And a lot of people were kind of getting their virtual shows on, trying to figure out what to do. And I noticed you doing your tarot card readings, and it was exciting. You know, it was kind of like, well, let me stop and watch this, you know, I mean, I've seen, you know, I've done my share of Halloween parties. I've done entertainment. And a lot of time they will book tarot card readers at a lot of Halloween shows and Halloween parties. I've seen them, and I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of them are boring. All right. It's like, okay, are you dead? You know, what's going on? But now you're totally different. You're totally different. When you do your readings, you act like you're having just as much fun. So you make it interesting. So I'm totally fooled. I can't believe you've only been doing it a year.
Yeah. It was one of those, some people say this, that sometimes when you just pick up a deck, you just know it. Or like some people, when they pick up an instrument, they just know it. That's how it was with tarot. And then like, I just studied on it. It was studied.
So, okay. So you were doing hair and So what made you pick up the tarot deck? What made you decide to start doing it?
My ex-boyfriend handed me a deck, and then it just all made sense. So let's say I started showing interest in like Nikola Tesla and Einstein and quantum mechanics and all that and patterns. And honestly, tarot reconnects. It all connects, you know? And, he thought I might enjoy it, and oh boy, howdy did I. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, he was right.
That's, you know, I love the whole Tesla, you know, there's, first of all, he was brilliant, super brilliant. Right. Mm-hmm. And he got gypped. We all know he got gypped too. Mm-hmm. But there's something about Tesla that's got that supernatural something, you know what I mean? That mystery, which makes it even more entertaining. I'll tell you what, so you've only been doing this a year, so you know it was an ex-boyfriend, right? Yeah. That now let me ask you this, so did you see it in the cards that he was going to be an ex-boyfriend? You're like, oh no,
it was messed up, man. He was like, we got into a kind of a fight, and it's the worst time to like read tarot, but I was like, can I practice? And he's like, yes. And then every single card was about walking away and fighting and cheating and all that. I was like, what is going on?
And lo and behold. See that, I mean, it's weird. It is kind of weird. I don't know. This is the crazy thing. I don't know if you're aware of this, but magicians don't believe in anything, right? Okay, really, they're the biggest skeptics, and it goes back to, you can trace it back to Houdini. Houdini was known for busting spiritualists and doing a lot of stuff like that. I'm not like that. I used to kind of think like that, but it wasn't until I've had some weird things happen to me, and I mean, also, I mean, it's there's something. There's something there, you know, really, I think there is. And I mean, sometimes you have coincidences happen. You're just like, man, it's crazy that that's a coincidence. Like, true story, you know, one time I was like, I know the universe is talking to me. I know the universe is trying to tell me something. And I'm like one time I found $20 and I was like, I'm pretty sure the universe wants me to give that dude's wallet back. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
But no. But seriously, I'm serious though. But let me ask you this now. You live, where'd you say you were from? Where you at right now?
In Vermont.
In Vermont. Okay. So, all right. Now, that's up there close by to where like the Salem witch trials and everything happened. You're up in that area, right? Okay.
Well, so, it's a mess, but yeah, it's close. It's kind of close. Yeah.
Kind of close. Well, you know, I guess I look New England like, you know, people do the South down here, you know. So Tennessee and Texas, you know, you guys are cousins, you know. So, I think of Vermont, I guess, witches and cheese, right? And syrup. Didn't syrup come from up there too?
You have syrup.
Yeah, syrup. How do syrup. I say syrup? Syrup.
Syrup. You have syrup and cows.
Syrup and cows and Ben and Jerry's.
And Ben and Jerry's, oh yeah.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's, okay, that's cool. So, well, let me get you, now let me tell you this right now, okay? I live in the Bible Belt. So, in the Bible Belt, what you do is damnation. So
I play the devil's Uno.
Yeah, the devil's. Now, how are they up there with in your neck of the woods? How would they treat a tarot reading?
Most of them are pretty open to it. There's a lot of like spiritual people around here, you know, and I find even like I've had Jehovah's Witnesses ask me for a reading, which blew my mind.
Hold on, wait a minute. Did they knock on the door first and you're like, okay,
tarot, please? No. No. Friends of mine and stuff. It's very intriguing because I try and give good advice, you know, and I go, there's the word, right? And every religion stands by the word. So does in tarot, you know, and the word is like love and, you know, honor yourself and others and do unto others as you would want done unto you, you know? So it's a word that people can get behind and it makes sense. And it's not like religions tend to not like tarot because once you know it, then you can't unknow it, right? And then you're assuming that this is going to happen. You're looking for it. And, you know, what we believe, we can create a reality through that. So it has, you know, an impact and an impression upon your conscious and subconscious. So that's why they tend to look down upon it. But if you have an open mind and, you know, it is, you know, I mean, there's coincidences and stuff. But in the end, it's just trying to give you the best life advice that in any kind of shitty situation that you possibly could come up with, you know.
And I have nothing wrong with that at all. I see nothing wrong with that. It's almost like the cards are just kind of like a tool to deliver, you know, some positive, you know, something, you know.
Right.
So, let me ask you now, did you do any type of live events before COVID hit?
I did a couple. At like one of our local hemp shops, they let me set up there and we did a little thing there. It was on Facebook Live as well, but people could come in and get their cards read and, you know.
Awesome.
And then really shortly after that, like COVID did hit and everything started going down. So it's just like, yeah, you know, and I was doing all my Facebook Lives right up from the beginning. So it wasn't really much of a change for me. It just intensified, you know.
Now, have you, do you get like people that message you afterwards and be like, wow, that was amazing? Do you have any of those stories, anything like that, that you want to share? Without getting too personal.
I want to be like, I blow people's minds. I even blow my own mind. Like, I don't know. I haven't really gotten too much negative feedback. I've had a couple people say like, no, this one isn't for me. But basically, if you resonate towards me, it's for a reason. And hopefully there's something in there that, you know, you can get out of it. And I don't know. I don't want to be like too, but I think I'm doing something right here. I don't know. It's been good so far. So
I remember whenever you were on Facebook and you would do the signs, and I've never been the sign guy. I've never been into that. It's just never really been my thing. And I'd see whenever you would do that though, and I'd be like, well, let's see what she's got to say about me, you know. And I would stop and do it. Which, you know, I thought, well, this is cool. Yep, this is cool. So I really enjoyed those things. And I think most people, you know, would, you know, I don't know how many hits you get or how many views you get on it. But, you know, it always caught my attention. I would stop and watch, you know. And like I said, you're not boring when you do it. You look like, you know, you're into it and enjoying the hell out of it. So, like you're flying, you're operating you're captain of the ship, and hell, we're going on a ride, baby. So
buckle up, buttercup, it's going down. We're in a tight ship right
now. Let me ask you this. We did talk about a little bit, a touch about comedy. You've done some comedy too, correct?
I dabbled a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, right around the same exact time, I was like, I'm going to do tarot and comedy. I did like the Russian roulette on the Google of local stand-ups, and it was in New York. I went over to the Rhino nightclub over there.
Okay.
And paid $5, got up on stage, and it was a room full of comedians, and I was like, nice, and I totally bombed, but I did it. And then after that, so I didn't have to drive, like I was going to Jersey and New York to do like 5 minutes and bomb, because I lived in Vermont, you know? So eventually Ian Stewart, he's up in Maine, he came down to Bradboro and there in the Whetstone and started doing stand-up comedy there. And every single Wednesday, he let me be the local comedian, and I like got on stage maybe 10 times, and then winter hit and everything, and then Corona and all that. So, but it really like kind of, I dipped my feet. I dabbled.
No, that's great. That's great, though. I mean, you know, first of all, people don't understand that. I mean, you in order to do stand up, you can't be afraid to bomb, and. Yeah. You have to get up there, and it's going to happen. And the one good thing that stand up teaches is that it humbles you.
It does. Oh boy.
You can, no matter how good or great or fantastic you think you are, there's always that one audience that's waiting to just, you know, but at the same time though, you know, it seems like you know, you got up there and you came back and you went back and did it. And you also now understand, I mean, plenty of times over the years, like starting out, when I was first starting out, I would drive forever to do a 10-minute spot or a 5-minute spot, you know, no money, nothing, you know,
it was, love to do it.
Yeah, it was just for the stage time. And so, you know, that's what, you know, but that's part of the process. So I think that's great. And as soon as things get back, hell, get back on stage. Keep doing it.
I'm going to try stuff to Vermont, actually. I have, because when I did go into New York and Jersey, everything, I met a lot of comedians.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed connected on Facebook. And because of that, like, they're all wanting to come up here and do stuff up here. So as soon as things, like, get to some sort of, because Vermont's very like tight and locked down, and there isn't very many open mics or anything going on as of like anywhere, but I want to be like less though.
Well, you know, here's what's happening. If you do a virtual open mic, which you know, the only time I get to test out new material now is in between shows. I mean, it like in a show, but I cram it in between the old stuff. You know, you take the new stuff, you cram it in between the old stuff. That way, if the new stuff bombs, you got something to fall back on. I've done the virtual open mics, and Vanessa, it's just like a live open mic. There's just comics there, and except it's even worse, you know, because you're like stuck in a box now. So
there they are.
it's like, oh. But, well, that's cool, though. That's great. I mean, you know, and I thought that was unique because, you know, like I said, I mean, most of the time, you don't see, you know, someone doing comedy and then doing what you're doing as well. I thought, well, that's a, you know, unique blend. And it's cool that you've kind of started both of them at the same damn time.
Yeah. It just, the universe threw it in my lap. So I'm taking it.
You know, and maybe that's probably where some of that energy that whenever you do your reading that comes off, you know, maybe that stage presence. So there you go. I would like to get a reading. Can I get a reading?
You can get a reading.
All right.
So.
Ready.
All right. So how I do it is there's a place meeting on each card, and then I place a meeting onto the card. Each deck has a vibration. I just put it all together. It tells me, like, I don't ask specific questions. The cards are going to just tell us what the cards think you need to hear right now. All right. I can really get into it, and I'll try and keep it short and sweet, because sometimes I like just black out and I just
black out though. Okay.
And I don't even know what I say sometimes. I have to go back to my readings and be like, what the did I just say?
I've had those kind of nights too, but
nightly thing. Tarot's like the drugs. All right, no. it can get that way too. Like, you know, you got to be careful with tarot. Like, sometimes you can get addicted to always constantly watching tarot readings. And I highly suggest if you are going down that road, stop.
Just stop. There you go. So anybody interested in tarot card readings, don't watch too many of them, right?
Right. Don't let it suck up your whole life and think that that's what it is, because you're a creature of choice. But anyways, all right. So moral ethic avoidance. All right. So you got three oracle cards. You got commitment. All right, heart and sacral chakra, family, third eye chakra, and balance, heart and throat. This is being committed to, I want to say your soul family, your regular family. These are people that you're just connected to as soon as you see them, through your heart, because there's two of them, like you could just feel it. You say what you mean what you say. It comes out very smoothly and I want to say accurately, and possibly I feel a strong commitment to your family. I don't know. Are you in a relationship or are you single?
I'm in a relationship.
You're in a relationship. All right. Regardless though, it's being very committed to your family as well. And I do it for my family. That's great. I love that. Absolutely. And because of that, it comes through like easily. All right. So now, let's pull a couple cards for Sammy. See what we got for you. Like I said to you, no secret coke habits, right?
No, ma'am.
I called those out before. Oh my gosh, I have like specific drugs and everything, and I'm like, what's up? Like, so.
Hold on, my nose is itching now, but don't worry, yeah. That's COVID. That's cocaine. There we go.
All right. All right. So in the middle, which represents you, is the world and the queen of coins. All right. That's an ending of a cycle, so a new one can begin. It's like I said, I do it for my family. She's the ultimate working parent, and she does whatever she has to do to make ends meet and take care of everyone. She's earth energy. She's grounding, and it's through her heart space. Like I said, through your heart space. The king of coins is all through your brain. This is all through your heart. Ending a cycle, so a new one can begin. All right. Now, if this doesn't just like say what we've been talking about, all right, the Ace of Wands is something that's just not there anymore. It's not coming to, it's not manifesting. The Ten of Wands, spent, done, all done. And that's in the past, right? And in the middle is representing you. You need to do what you have to do, end of a cycle to start a new one. All right, the Six of Cups to the Eight of Wands. I have a feeling whatever direction you decide to go in, it's going to be like having a crush again, being very excited about it, being nostalgic possibly about how things were done in the past, but the new comes in like a ton of bricks, all right? I have a feeling like it's going to be something that is very unique. I mean, A, it could be like this, you know, this podcast or other ventures that you may have, but whatever is new to you that you're going to start up, you're going to fall in love with it. I mean, it's going to ground you, and it is going to do stuff for your whole family, all right? The Eight of Coins in reverse. Now, it may not go as smoothly as you possibly want it to be. The Eight of Coins being in reverse is wanting everything to go to plan, being very meticulous, expecting perfection, but to your detriment. New things take time. We stumble, we fall, we get back up, and we go, you know, like the Three of Wands. It's something different. This is, the ship has come in, and it's, you are stepping outside of the box. The Two of Wands is, what's the definition of crazy? Doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting different results. When that comes up, you recognize that, and then you do the actions for change, right? The Three of Wands is the action part. This is like stepping outside your box and we're doing it. And when you do it, your ship comes in. And then three to the six, that's my sign for you're halfway there, meaning that you're halfway there to falling in love with it. Like, I really like this reading already. I'm like, yay, really? Get into it. The Five of Wands. It's going to be a struggle, though. You may find people that, like, I don't want to be like want to fight about it, because the Five of Wands is a fight, but I mean, it is. I don't want to say fight, but may disagree with how you do it, but your passion within it is what's going to move it forward.
Gotcha.
All right. I'm going to pull, the Six of Pentacles. This is equal give and take. Like, if you put in work, it's going to come back at you. Any kind of energy that you put out there, it's going to be given back to you. And you're going to, like, that's why you're going to end up loving it. Like, I want to be like, how do I say this? Haters make us greater. Let's put it that way. Haters make us greater.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
And go with that. Because with the world representing you and the Queen of Coins, oh, honey. Oh, honey. Like, it's the beginning of a new cycle. And it's going to, yeah. And I feel like your passion is why people are going to be attracted to it. Just like us right here. Like, why am I here right now? Same fucking thing. Same fucking thing. Do you have any questions? I'll answer questions.
Well, I mean, actually, that's really, really, that's crazy, to be honest.
I don't want to be so, like.
I can totally relate to everything that you just said right there. And that's kind of like what's happening right now. That was great. That really was. Yeah. That was fantastic.
Look at this. I just pulled the 10 of coins. That's ultimate abundance.
Ooh, does that mean I'm going to be rich?
I'm just saying.
Now, what is the 10 of coins? What does it mean? Abundance?
Like complete abundance, and not just in finances, just being like having plenty of everything. And, you know, I want to be like making bank too. Okay, it definitely means making bank.
I love that. And, you know, one thing that I'm a big believer in this, really I am. People asked, what is success? And to me, success is being happy. I mean, it doesn't have to do really with what, but it's being happy. And that's totally, you know, my goal. And I think everyone, you know, everyone has that path. But I mean, I'm being honest, Vanessa, I'm not just saying this for the podcast. Anybody listening, she really nailed that on the head. She really did. And I'm not an easy person to fall into things or to be duped or any of this stuff. I've been a magician for 20 plus years, but that's very coincidental, or it's exactly. So that was very interesting. That was really cool. Well, let me ask you, are you going to be doing any more Facebook Live events, anything? Because I want people to check your stuff out, let you do some readings for them.
I have a group in Facebook. I have Big and I Quantum Tarot. I need to change the name of it to Vanessa Claire Tarot. I'm new here. I'm trying. I have my YouTube channel, which is Vanessa Claire. You can always find me on Facebook. I'm just Vanessa Claire, and you can message me. I'll send you my PayPal. It's $35 for a personal reading. And then what I do is I record it and upload it onto YouTube to an unlisted video. So if I can send it to you, you can see it, and whoever you send it to, but it's not public. It's just whoever you share it with.
That is perfect. Well, Vanessa, first of all, thank you so much for coming on and doing the podcast. And for anybody that does want a reading, check her out on YouTube. You said Vanessa Claire on YouTube. And on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right, definitely check her out. Hey, $35 is not bad at all. Not bad at all. heck, who knows, whenever COVID is done, and we're back on stage. Dude. Maybe catch a comedy show. A tarot comedy show.
That's where I'm trying to like smash them together. Kind of like you did the magic and the comedy. Yeah. Like same deal. Like I can make fun of zodiac signs for days. The only reason why I use the zodiac signs is because everyone has one. But I mean like I can.
Yeah. It's kind of like a
But yeah, it's fun. Like I could do this. Yeah.
Well, hey, I like I said, I love it. I enjoyed it. And once again, thank you for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you for inviting me, Danny. Really, and good luck with this podcast. I really, you know, wish you nothing but the best.
All right, that does it for this episode of the Abracadam Podcast with Vanessa Claire. Be sure to go check her channel out on YouTube, Vanessa Claire on YouTube, and check her out on Facebook. Reach out to her and get you a reading. I highly recommend it. Also, if you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe and follow the Abracadam Podcast. We are on Spotify, TuneIn, Amazon Music, iHeart, all the platforms that you guys already use. Just be sure to go check us out and subscribe and follow. Also, hey, give me a follow on Instagram. I'm at Super Magic Boy on Instagram, so be sure to give me a follow there. And if you're on Facebook, go like the Danny Whitson Magic and Comedy Facebook page. Show me some love. I hope you guys did enjoy that. I am dropping 2 episodes a week right now, and so plenty of content to come. I'm excited for our next episode. We've got the very funny stand-up comedian and life coach, Jim McKinney. It's a fantastic episode, a lot of good information in that one, so be sure to check that out. Now, excuse me, guys, I got to go check on my checking account. Got to go get my money. So let me just say, Happy New Year, everybody. See you next time. Abracadabra.